This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.
Right, so we've got Ruby Barnhill on the phone, and Ruby is the voice of Princess Emmy, which is a new animated film about a girl and her love of horses. How are you today, Ruby?
I'm good, thank you.
So can you tell us a little bit about the movie?
Well, the movie is basically about Princess Emmy, who is a princess living in the Kingdom of Candace with her mother the Queen and her father the King. And of course, her best friends in the whole world, which are her 24 horses. And she can actually talk to them because her ancient ancestor Carlotta saved a group of horses from falling off a cliff, and so enabled Emmy to have this really magical gift. But then one day her very nasty and scheming cousin Gizana comes to stay, and then lots of interesting and magical things start to happen, which I won't spoil.
Have you always been a massive fan of horses?
I have, really. I think my auntie used to actually have a horse when I was younger, which she used to let us ride and all sorts. And I remember it being really, really fun. And I think horses can be so cool and they're so gentle. And my cousin does horse riding now. And me and my whole family really like horses.
What drew you to the film?
I think what drew me to the film was sort of the moral and also just how much magic and imagination there is, because I think it's such an imaginative storyline, and like a really interesting way. I loved the relationship as well between Emmy and Gizana and how that all works out, and I thought it was just a really interesting plot line.
So you've done like quite a bit of acting before, but what was it like to do voice acting?
Well, I think voice acting is very different to screen acting, obviously, because you can't rely on your facial expressions to portray any emotions. It has to all be through your voice. And because there are quite a few emotional scenes in Princess Emmy, that was something that I had to kind of learn on the job. And I had done one voiceover before Princess Emmy, so I kind of at least understood how it, you know, functioned and worked and everything. But yeah, there are definitely some key differences, and voiceover can be a lot funner sometimes because you have to, you know, really like get to know a character in order to do it, really.
So do you prefer being on the screen or being a cartoon and doing the voice behind the screen?
Oh gosh, I think that's a really, really difficult question because both have lots and lots of benefits. I think recently I've preferred doing voiceover because it's just a lot, it has a bit more of an easier flow than on-screen acting. And I think any actor who's done voiceover and screen acting could probably tell you that. It's got a lot more of a sort of relaxed vibe, really. And with school and everything, it's been a bit more of a easier option for me. But then again, I absolutely love on-screen acting, so it kind of depends on the day, really.
So you play Princess Emmy. What is she like? Are you similar to her?
I think I'm similar to Emmy in the sense that we are both quite ambitious and, you know, we know what we want. We're also quite curious. Emmy is very curious throughout the film, and she grows to be very independent by the end of the film. And I think that all my life I've always wanted to be seen as independent since I was like 5 years old. So I think that that's definitely something we have in common.
So you mentioned school. How has it been fitting school with work?
Well, I haven't actually done any, like Princess Emmy was actually my last acting job I've done for a couple of years now, because obviously I have my GCSEs coming up this year, and so I've mainly been focusing on school, really.
And how have all of your school friends reacted?
And when I told my friends about Princess Emmy, they reacted really nicely. They thought it was really cute. I showed them some like pictures of her and everything, and one of my best friends has a lot of younger siblings, and so she was pretty excited about it.
So tell us how we can go and see the film, and when is it out?
Well, the film's out right now. You can go and see it. It's definitely one to take your younger siblings to, nieces, nephews, grandchildren, children, all that good stuff. It's a really great film, and kids will definitely not be bored while watching.
Cheers, Ruby, for chatting to us.
No problem. Thank you.
And make sure you go and check out Princess Emmy, which is out in the cinema right now.
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB Digital Radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.